Today, I'm going to talk about working with the normal distribution. We're going to be doing a lot of problems like this throughout the year, so everyone will learn how to do this. The same spot on the normal distribution, the exact same point on the graph, can be described in terms of natural units, standard deviations, or percentiles. Natural units are the units that you measure something in. So if you get an 1150 on the SAT, 1150 is a natural unit. On the other hand, that percentile that 1150 might represent would be the 55th percentile. So other examples of natural units would be inches, dollars, test score. Of course, if you get a 60% on a test, that's not the same as being the 60th percentile. Being the 60th percentile means that you score higher than 60% of the rest of the class. Getting a 60% on a test probably doesn't mean that you score higher than 60% of the class. So when the population distribution is normal, we can go back and forth between natural units and percentiles using Z, the Z transformation, as the intermediary. The Z transformation can convert natural units to standard deviations. Remember, the Z transformation creates a new variable with a mean zero and a standard deviation of one. And so when you measure something in terms of Z, you're actually counting the number of standard deviations away. So if you're 70 inches tall and the normal height is the mean height is 67, and you have a standard deviation of 3 inches, then 70 minus 67 is 3 inches, which is one standard deviation. So Z for 70 would be one. When you convert from natural units to percentile, you use the Z transformation to find Z, and then you use a function on the calculator called NormCDF, which means normal cumulative distribution function. And that is used to find percentiles. NormCDF is a calculator function that converts standard deviations to percentiles. It does the same thing as the table in the back of the book that can convert Z to percentiles. What I recommend, the NormCDF has two arguments in it, the function. It has a minimum and a maximum. And since what we want to find is the area up to including a point, I want to set a low minimum. And I typically use negative 100. You could use negative 1,000. You could use negative 10,000. But I think negative 100 is sufficient to get the far left part of the as the beginning of the norm CDF, and then it ends at whatever Z value you have, and that'll give you the percent of the normal distribution that is up to and including Z. Another way to think of norm CDF, if you've had calculus, is it's the area under the curve, under the normal curve, up to and including the point Z. All right, so let's work an example. What percentile is 1150 on the SAT if the mean SAT is 1100 and the standard deviation is 100? I'm making up those mean standard deviations. They're not ridiculously wrong, but they're not based on any knowledge of how the SAT works. Okay, suppose that the mean is 1100 and the standard deviation is 100. What percentile would you be in if you got an 1150? Again, we're going to take two steps. We're going to transform from natural units to Z using the Z transformation. The Z transformation here is x minus mu over sigma. X is 1150. That's the score that we're looking at the SAT. Mu is the mean for the SAT of 1100, so 1150 minus 1100. And then we divide by the standard deviation, which is 100. So 1150 minus 1100 over 100 is 0.5, and that's Z. So we found the value of Z. We've done the first step. It's 0.5 That means that 1150 is half the standard deviation above the mean. Now to find the percentile, we go to the calculator, or we can go to the table in the back of the book. Using the calculator, we would take norm CDF from some very small number, and I say negative 100, to 0.5, which is our value for z. And what you get is a value of 0.69. And what that means is that if you get an 1150 on the SAT and all these other assumptions are right, then you would be in about the 69th percentile. Okay, so we'll do lots and lots of calculations like that, of going from natural units to percentile by first going through the standard deviation units. Okay, now we're going to do the opposite. We're going to go from percentile to natural units. Okay, so from percentile to natural units, we work this process backwards. We're given a percentile, and we use something called the inverse normal function. In the calculator, it's invnorm. These calculator functions are under stats, so or sorry, it's under distributions, stats distributions. And we use invnorm, and we put the percentile in there, and we find z. So that's like reading the table inside out. That's exactly like taking the table in the back of the book and reading it inside out. And that's how how you get the invnorm. Then we use the z transformation to find the value of x. So we convert back to natural units using the z transformation. So let's do an example to show how that works. What score would you need on the SAT to get into the 85th percentile? First, we have to match the 85th percentile to a z value, and we use the invnorm function, so we put 0.85 inside the invnorm function, and that gives you 1.04. So 1.04 means that you have to be 1.04 standard deviations above the mean in order to be in the 85th percentile. So 1.04 is the value of z. So the next step is to take the 1.04 and put it into the z transformation equation. 1.04 is equal to x minus mu over sigma. We know what mu is, and we know what sigma is. If we are working with the same information we had earlier, the mu is 1100, the sigma is 100. So 1.04 is equal to x minus 1100 over 100. Therefore, x is equal to 1100 plus 1.04 times 100 is equal to 1204, about 1200. So you need about a 1200 on the SAT to get in the 85th percentile based on these assumptions. Okay, so we've gone from percentiles to natural units, working the process backwards by taking the inverse normal function, which goes from percentile to z, and then using algebra to get from z to x. The next example is something that we'll also end up doing, and I call it the case of the missing sigma. Suppose we're given the following information. Naomi is in the 8th percentile for height. Naomi is 60 inches tall, and the mean is 64 inches. What is the 20th percentile for height? So ultimately, we're asking it to convert the 20th percentile to inches. That is, we're trying to go from percentiles to natural units, which is just what we were just doing. But the problem is, it seems like this is impossible to do because we don't know sigma. However, it turns out we can infer sigma because we are given, for a single point, both the natural units and the percentile. That is, we're given the natural units of 60 inches tall and a percentile of the 8th percentile. So we can use that fact to infer sigma. Here's how. First, we find z for the 8th percentile using the invnorm. So we put 0.08 inside the invnorm function and get a value for z of negative 1.45. That is, if someone's in the 8th percentile, she's 1.45 standard deviations below the mean. Now we can use algebra to solve for sigma because we can use the z transformation equation. Z equals x minus mu over sigma. We know z is negative 1.45. We know x is 60 inches because remember we said that the eighth percentile corresponded to 60 inches. So negative 1.45 is equal to 60 minus 64 because we know the mean is 64 over sigma. So the only thing that's missing in this is sigma. So now we just do simple algebra. Sigma is equal to negative 4 over negative 1.45 is equal to 2.76. So it appears that given this information, the standard deviation for height is 2.76 inches. Now that we know sigma, we can find the 20th percentile. So now we're going back to just what we were doing before when we were trying to go from percentiles to natural units. So first we find the inv norm of 0.2. And we get negative 0.84, and that's the z that corresponds to the 20th percentile. To find x, we use the z transformation. We know z, we now know sigma because we found it before, we know mu, and now we're just trying to find x. So z equals x minus mu over sigma, negative 0.84 is equal to x minus 64 over 2.76, or x equals 61.69. So if you're 61.69 inches tall, you're in the 20th percentile. And that makes sense. If you're 60 inches tall, you're in the 8th. If you're 64, you're in the 50th percentile, because that's the mean. And so you ought to be somewhere in between to be at the 20th. So you get 61.69. Okay, so let's summarize everything that's important from this lesson. It's important to understand that any point on a normal curve represents a measure in terms of natural units, standard deviations, and percentiles. It's just a unit of measurement. The natural units is the x value. Z is when you've converted the x to a standard normal with a mean of 0, standard deviation of 1. So z now measures standard deviations. And then finally, percentiles is the area under the curve. It's the percentage of people who would have up to and including that many natural units of height or money or whatever the units would be. So it's a percentile. So the first thing to remember is that we have those three ways of measuring the same point. And it's just a process of converting between the three, natural units, z units, and percentiles. Now, to go from natural units to percentiles, you use the z transformation first to get from natural units to z, and then you use norm CDF to get from z to percentiles. If you're going the other direction, from percentiles to natural units, you use inv norm to get from percentiles to z, and then you use the z transformation equation to get back to natural units to x. Finally, to solve the case of the missing sigma, you use a point where you're given both a percentile and x value. For example, the eighth percentile of height was 60 inches tall. So you know both x and a percentile. And by comparing, using the percentile and inv norm to find z, and then you use the z transformation and x to find sigma. So you want to be able to solve all three types of problems, going from natural units to percentiles, percentiles to natural units, in the case of a missing sigma. And if you've got all those down, then you have got everything for working with a normal.